This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado has one of the country's highest COVID-19 vaccination rates for young children. CPR's Matt Bloom reports more than one of every five eligible kids in Colorado has had at least a first dose.
State health officials say pop-up clinics at zoos, museums, and other family-friendly venues have helped push Colorado into the top 10 states for child vaccination rates. Scott Bookman is head of the state's rollout.
Colorado should be incredibly proud right now, and those numbers continue to increase.
It's been almost a month since the federal government authorized vaccines for kids as young as five. School-age kids are still the top demographic for COVID-19 transmission in the state, though. Health officials expect that will drop as immunity builds in the coming weeks. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
State and local agencies will receive federal funding for their efforts fighting last year's Cameron Peak wildfire. CPR's Miguel Otárola has more.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency says it will reimburse $2.6 million to 143 Colorado agencies. That's only a sliver of the total cost spent fighting the fire, which was estimated at more than $130 million, and grew to become the largest fire in state history. So far, FEMA has given the state about $22 million in grants for that fire and last year's East Troublesome Fire. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
Colorado Springs is on track to break its record for the latest first measurable snow for the year. The National Weather Service says the current record for late first snow in Colorado Springs is December 2nd, tomorrow, set in 2016 with 0.2 inches. Forecasters say the city's next chance for snowfall might come late next week. The same record could be broken in Pueblo, too. The latest first measurable snow there came on December 24th in 1939. Denver has already broken its latest first snow record, and there's no snow in the weather forecast, at least through the rest of the week. Sunny skies along the metro area across the Front Range today. This is CPR News.